Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Connected Podcast. This is the place where we discuss people, ideas, marketing, technology, and anything else that feels right. I am Sasha Owusu, SAD here at SS MediaCom.
Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm Sue Uniman. I'm EMX CTO and Essence MediaCom Global Head of Relevance for Creative Futures.
Nailed it. Our guest joining us today is Jessica Lenahan. How are you doing, Jess?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Good to have you here at Connected. Jess is MD of Client Experience at EMX. She's been at Essence since 2017 and was client lead on Google. She has recently taken on this new role where she's responsible basically for the great customer experiences that we offer all of our clients. Sue and Jess have been working together since January 31st, and it's fair to say that she has learned so much already from Jess, if only about the importance of regular snacks and the best place to buy a salad in the Oxford Circus. Jess, it's really good to have you here. Welcome to Connected. How has the last year been for you, not only on a personal level, but also within work?
Well, thank you for having me. The last year has been a big one. It's been a year of change. It started with me moving house. I then returned to work after my second maternity leave. I started a new role, and we've relaunched sort of as a new agency. My daughter has started primary school recently. So yes, a year of change is how I would describe it.
Which is like a lot to navigate. So are there things that you could point to in life or in your career that have taught you the skills to navigate that kind of change? I mean, I guess, you know, it's no secret you weren't born in London. You have made a big journey also in your life.
Yeah, it's a good point, Sue. I actually would say having moved countries, worked across multiple countries, worked across different industries and different clients, I would say trying to let go of having a plan and go with the flow has been something I've been working on. When we talk about a year of change, I mean, not a lot of that I expected to happen. You know, you don't always plan to move house, but then it happens and it's a big deal. And you can never plan for when you're going to have your kid and get a new role and all that stuff. So I've learned that I might be a bit more of a control freak than I ever thought I was, but I'm trying to let go of that control and go with the flow and only control things that I have control of. It's easier said than done.
Yeah. We all got to work on that, right?
You've gone from country to countries, and there's a lot of changes happening as well. And amongst all of that, you're still trying to get into new roles, that sort of thing. For the last couple of years, we've been pushing the narrative about belonging. What exactly does belonging mean to you, and especially within the workplace?
So to me, I would say that belonging means being at ease, being your unfiltered self. So I feel like I belong at work because I can just be myself and I feel really comfortable with that. And I don't have to edit what I'm saying or doing. So I feel like I belong.
And then if you are your authentic yourself in that way, then it allows and it encourages other people. And I'd thank you because, you know, obviously new job for me after a long time in the old workplace, to get that sense of authenticity and just, you know, warmth has been, you know, you've been a major contributor to my transition. So
that's nice to hear. You slotted right in, Sue.
Thank you. What do you hope to achieve by the end of the year?
By the end of this year or next
year? Let's call it 12 rolling months.
12 rolling months. Okay. So within the next year, I would really like personally to go on holiday to Greece.
Oh.
But professionally, I would say it would be really nice to bring in a wonderful new client. That would be really, I think, a big win for me.
Moving on to our favorite questions that we like to ask, Jess. Question one, what is your favorite line from a poem, song, or a book?
So I'm very terrible with lyrics and things like that, but I have a favorite saying. So just one of those common cheesy lines. I really believe that everything happens for a reason. And if I think about everything that's happened in my life to get me in this line of work in London to then meet my husband and all of these things. Like, I just really believe everything happens for a reason. And I often think about that movie, Sliding Doors, where a split second can change absolutely everything. So, yeah, I guess that cheesy line that everything happens for a reason, I really believe it.
If you were a genie, what 5 commonly available objects would I have to put in a magic circle to summon you?
So this question, I think, is so creative and hard to answer. Sue, you know me. It's got to include a bunch of food, right? So
yeah, no, I'm anticipating that.
I mean, I could just choose 5 food items, but, you know, I'll try to vary it. I would say definitely ice cream. Ice cream is my favorite food. I would then say...
Let's probe the ice cream. Do you have a favorite flavor?
Well, I don't, but I like something with a crunch in it.
Okay.
Or a chunk of some sort. So okay. I often turn to a Ben and Jerry's or like a mint chocolate chip or a Rocky Road or something.
Like it.
Okay, very good. Good, strong choice.
I would then say some type of food delivery app plus my sofa. So I could sit on my sofa, get some food delivered, finish off with some ice cream.
I mean, it's been life-changing, right, hasn't it, food delivery?
No, it's quite dangerous, too.
Yeah.
It's really a slippery slope. And then I would say my Birkenstocks and some sunglasses, because ideally if this is happening in the summer or at the beach, I'd be really happy. So a combination of food, relaxation, and warmth.
Like it.
So far.
Ice cream,
Birkenstocks, delivery app. So one more.
Sunglasses, so one more, Nice cocktail, something like that.
Yes, or I would say my TV. Is that really sad? I prefer to watch things on a big screen versus on my little screen. Okay. I'm old school.
Big TV.
Relaxation, like a bit of food, a bit of ice cream.
Sounds like a nice evening in.
Exactly.
Like it. Okay. Jess, what is your single best skill?
Single best skill. I find this very hard to answer because I think, I don't know. My head went to, I can fall asleep really quickly.
I love that.
Especially if you're very busy, which you are with like family and work and
And my husband and I talk about this a lot, and it winds him up a little bit because he can't fall asleep so quickly. Yeah. And I say, maybe I'm just more tired than you. But I can fall asleep really quickly. And then I said, I think I love really hard. Like, I think one of my skills is just giving love, you know, like I've got love for everybody and I will do things for other people. So
that's really nice.
I'm thinking like hard skills. I feel like my skills are more soft skills that I would say are my best skills.
That's adorable. That's lovely. What would you practice more if you had the time and space?
If I had more time and space, I would love to practice Pilates more. I used to love it and do it quite frequently pre-kids.
Yeah.
And I really miss it. And I keep saying I'm going to work it into my days.
Yeah.
And I haven't yet. So that is maybe one of my objectives for the next 12 months as well.
Cool.
Lovely. Okay. So my favorite question, where in the world, real or fiction, would you like to live and why? And I should be guessing this. And I have no clue whatsoever, but I'm going to think about comfort. I'm going to think about warmth. I'm going to think about sunglasses.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick a place. Okay. Go for it. Tell me.
Okay. So I was conflicted here. Being from New York, I miss it a lot.
Yeah.
So I was leaning towards that, but I've done that before. Mm-hmm. And so I think I would have to say something beach related, maybe the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
during COVID, if I hadn't have just had my first kid, I said, I wish I could have just picked up and moved to the Caribbean to sell coconuts because I am my happiest at the beach. So yeah, I think I would say the Caribbean, somewhere in the Caribbean.
Just to ensure that I get this 100% correct, can you pick a country in the Caribbean?
Oh, geez, the pressure. So I've never been to the Caribbean before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to pick one out of a hat. And I'll say Turks and Caicos.
Well, I missed that. But
what did you have?
Barbados.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
You were very close then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very close.
I'll know how Jess thinks. Yeah, she happily take holiday there.
If you're offering it, I'll take it.
Okay, Jess, and now the question you cannot prepare for. They are from the School of Life, 100 questions to start conversations. And okay. I am holding up three cards. I'm shuffling those three cards, so even I don't know what you're going to pick. And I'm going to call them A, B, and C. Which one would you like?
Are those cards humongous, or do they just look humongous to me on the screen?
I'm very small, Jeff.
Okay, I'm going to go with card C.
C? Unusual choice. Over the middle one. So this says, describe a piece of art that you really like and why.
So I'm going to go with, I recently received a booklet of drawings that my daughter did at the end of her time in nursery.
Yeah.
And her nursery did something really lovely. They put the date on every single one, and then her key worker wrote what she said she was drawing in them.
Yeah.
And so I found it a really lovely piece to remember that time by in her life, because it showed sort of her ability at that age and that date, but it also showed what was important or what she was interested in her mind.
Yeah.
And I think I will do my best to hold on to that forever. And just remember her when she was really tiny and drawing rainbows and ice lollies and feeling really happy with her time in nursery before she went to big school. So yeah, that's my most recent acquisition in the art world. I found it a really meaningful one.
That is lovely.
Yeah, real meaningful. Jess, thank you so much for coming and connecting. It's been an absolute pleasure. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best for the year. Speak to you soon.
Thank you.